are you? I've always wanted to meet a popular journalist. I mean socially. I don't mean under one's bed. Or outside the law courts. One is not normally introduced to journalists. I mention that as a matter of circumstance, not as a piece of social etiquette. Though, of course, it is that too. The media sounds like a convention of spiritualists. I despise them. Not foreign correspondents, of course, or the gardening notes. The ones in between. I'm sure you know what I mean. But don't imagine that I despise them because of any injury done to me. On the contrary, I look rather nice in my divorce hat. And being on the front page of four morning newspapers did my reputation nothing but good in my part of Highgate. Hasn't she done well? And even the indignities with which the Hell saga began. Well, there are worse things than being pursued across Shropshire by the minions of a Philistine press lord. In fact, it brought Geoffrey and me closer together, didn't it, darling? I loved you for the way you outdrove them in your Jaguar. And it wasn't your fault at all that the early morning tea in our hideaway hotel was brought in by a Fleet Street harpy. No, it isn't that. It isn't even, or anyway, not entirely, the way it was written up, or rather snapped together in that Lego set language they have. So that poor Geoffrey's wife, who happens to breed rare parakeets, and who incautiously admitted to a reporter that yes, she would like Geoff to give me up, and yes, she would have him back, was instantly dubbed Heartbreak Parrot Woman in plea for Earl's brother. Earl's brother? That's the bit. Of all the husbands who ran off with somebody's wife that week, Geoffrey here qualifies because he has a measly title.